boss, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say why Paddy's not at work today. Whilst working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. But then my foreman came along the bloody awkward sod, and he said I'd have to cart them down the ladder in me hod. Well, clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow, that I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too dense to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket when, to my dismay, I found that halfway up I met that bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke my collarbone as to the ground it sped, and when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with my head. Still clinging tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, when the barrel spilled out half its bricks 14 floors below. Now when those bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked with pain, and halfway down I met that bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I thundered toward the ground and landed on the broken bricks the barrel scattered round. I lay there bleeding on the bricks. I thought I'd passed the worst. Then the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then its bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me. I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there groaning on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel then being heavier, it started down once more and landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including SLWRadio.org/radio. Today, a lot of songs from the world of labor and voices, too, as has been our tradition for all of our nearly 45 years, Saturday mornings together. Also, a little later this morning, between 10 and 11 o'clock, we have students from Pittsburgh Starrett, 6th through 8th grade, with music and conversation in the first of multiple segments from their May 27th, 2022 visit to our studios. We also have poets from Assumption School, 8th graders, and I'm pleased to announce Bertha and the Bells will be here live and in studio just after 11 o'clock with just beautiful harmonies, a great rhythm section, and very talented musicians. That all on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for meeting Ricky and I here, Ricky and me here, for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. From SLB Radio Productions, the Saturday Light Brigade.
If the golden shoes that you're so much about wore down here, you'd soon wear them out. Take them up yonder, put on your robe, put on your golden shoes, and you rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south with the sunshine's hot way down where the sugar cane grows. Satan try to fool you. The gate'll get closed, you can't get through. With your long white robe, white socks too, gonna put on your golden shoes. And you rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south with the sunshine's hot way down where the sugar cane grows. Gabriel comes for to blow his horn. Better pull back if you can't go on. Prepare yourself for the judgment day, cause you can't take money and buy your way. And rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south where the sunshine's hot way down where the sugar cane grows. All the fall. Oh, says I'm going to that ball where the ducks chew tobacco, the goose drinks wine, and the old hen cackles, and the rooster keeps the time. And you rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sunshine's hot way down where the sugar cane grows. Women's all dead, stand in the corner with a hung down head. If I had to marry, I wouldn't marry for riches. I'd marry a big fat gal that couldn't wear my britches. And the rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, way down where the sugar cane grows.
Norman and Nancy Blake getting us started this morning, live right here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours too. I park in a garage most days during the week, and I did so yesterday, and if yesterday was any indication when I came in, given the number of cars, there are a lot of folks that got their weekend started a little bit early. Not too many cars parked in the garage Friday morning. Either that, or there were a lot of people that were coming in late due to the Pitt West Virginia game Thursday night. We had a great week at SLB. We're getting ready to begin our brand new after school program in our Youth Media Center, made possible in collaboration with Allegheny County and the Department of Human Services. That kicks off a little bit later this month. We also began a brand new after-school series with Manchester Academic Charter School, where students are coming over every Wednesday. And Jaquay Carter was here yesterday recording some Hazelwood history segments for a feature we're working on together, and we had a lot of great conversation yesterday about the Mon Valley and history associated with the Mon Valley, various voices of labor. And we were together, you know, some folks get together and they listen to records in their record library. I do that sometimes too, but yesterday we were listening to Voices of Labor in our oral history library. And this is one that we heard, and we'll play a lot of these throughout the show this morning.
The conception of mill workers were that they were big, dumb mill men that walked into a mill and took their heads off and put them in their locker, put a hard hat on and went to work. And that wasn't so. People were bursting with pride, and I'm one of them. I burst with pride for what I did in that mill and what my job was. And I remember men that you would see that just look like everyday men, if you could just imagine the responsibility that they carried. Because a lot of people don't realize in a plant, nobody ever turned the lights on or off. They were on all the time. In fact, the gate was never shut. The place was never dark. It was continuous movement throughout the plant from one end to the other, every operation, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. It never stopped. Everything was constant. When you went home at 4 o'clock on a day you worked in the mill from 8 to 4, when you went home at 4, somebody picked up the tool you were working with and used it till midnight. Someone else picked up that tool and worked it till daylight the next day. So when you went home, it would be like going to work on a Monday and coming back the next day, and it would have been Thursday because 3 other days had taken place on your work job. And the thing about it is, nothing works forever. And so there was all these things that were there to work. Now you're at home and you get a little problem with a sink or a faucet, and you say, oh boy, we've got to fix a faucet, and it's a calamity. We had 36-inch pipelines that we had plumbers taking care of, you know, that were in freezing weather. If you can imagine what a frozen line was in something like that, these men had the ability to work with all those things. And it was the knowledge that they had. They were only mill hunkies, but they kept it working, kept it functioning.
Puts it into perspective, doesn't it? We'll feature more of Voices of Labor throughout today's program. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Nice to have you with us early this morning. And it's time now to see if you can earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. Today's is relatively easy. We're asking, well, not easy, but let's say straightforward. We're asking if you can come up with five words that end with the letters R, C, H. Five words that end with the letters R, C, H. Call or text us with the five letters or the five words ending in R, C, H that you have. And we'll see how big of a list we can come up with together. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. That's this morning's pop quiz. Good luck.
To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our master has trod. With the balm of his counsel, our strength to renew. Let us do with our might what our hands find to do. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the master comes. To the work, let the hungry be fed. To the fountain of life, let the weary be led. In the cross and its banner, our glory shall be. While we herald the tidings, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Yeah, we're toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and we'll labor till the master comes. To the work, there is labor for all. For the kingdom of darkness and error shall fall. And the name of Jehovah exalted shall be. In the loud swelling chorus, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. We're toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the master comes. To the work, in the strength of the Lord, and a robe and a crown shall our labor reward. When the home of the faithful our dwelling shall be, and we shout with the ransom, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. People, we're toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, labor till the master comes. And labor till the master to come.
At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, 'cause the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back. change, and I'm too young to die. And there's no place to go for my old man and I. There's no children at all in the narrow empty streets. Now the looms have all gone, it's so quiet I can't sleep. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. Now the mill has shut down, it's the only life I know. Tell me, where will I go? Tell me, where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin.
Cy Conn at the Saturday Light Brigade with Aragon Mill. And Keb Mo did too, the work. We're asking you as part of our pop quiz to work at coming up with words that end in R-C-H, and a lot are coming in. Bruce just wrote to us from Ingram with arch, porch, march, torch, and from the Adams family, lurch. Hello to Zach in Pittsburgh, who just texted arch, birch, lurch, larch, march, perch, and porch. I always think of the larch from the Monty Python episode when they were presenting a documentary on trees. The larch. Tom in McCandless sent the sentence, the monarch would perch on the arch on the porch of the church next to the birch, but further research would reveal it was full of starch. Russ is in Kang, North Carolina. He sent quite a list. Church arch, patriarch, matriarch, monarch, march perch, parch, birch, merch, lurch, torch, blowtorch, porch, sun porch, search, research, scorch, smirch, besmirch. That was Ricky's first thought. Starch, and then cornstarch to boot. Tom and Barbara played along with the whirling dervishes, as they call their grandchildren. Arch, starch, parch, larch, lurch, church, torch, porch, birch, perch, march, and if you'll accept the abbreviation ORCH, as in orchestra. And yes, we'll accept that abbreviation. And James Kastner texts, march, starch, parch, arch, and birch. And here a sentence from Tommy in Virginia. Tommy writes, last March, an old monarch who was a patriarch of his clan, the patriarch of his clan, sat on his porch between a birch and a larch, watching the cook poach. Oh, poach is a little flawed there. Watching the cook sit on a perch over a torch so that he didn't scorch it. Poach works as long as we don't count that. Watching the cook poach a perch, there we go, over a torch so that he didn't scorch it. Excellent. Maureen and Lou of Point Breeze submit Arch, March, Starch, Parch, and Porch, along with Church, Lurch, Torch, Perch, and Search. Jim in Crafton Heights has Oligarch. It fits. Oligarch. Research, Monarch, Starch, Church, Scorch, Besmirch, Perch, and March. And here comes Mark out in Slippery Rock, Arch, Lurch, Church, Birch, Perch, Porch, Search, Research, Parch, Scorch, Starch, March, and Torch. Linda, all of hers have been read already, but she came up with 7 altogether. Well done, Linda. It's hard when you are being acknowledged later. Most of these have already been mentioned. Dorothy Reitzel, thank you for playing along. She came up with 5. Dan is in Madrid playing along. Rona is with him. And all of theirs have already been mentioned. Kimberly, good morning. She came up with 5. Well done. Nice to have you listening as always. And Dr. Nelson Harrison, Church, Lurch, Birch, Merch, Arch, and Torch. I think we had all of those. Jeffrey in Squirrel Hill. Parch, we had that one right. And Birch. March, Search, and he had 3 or 4 others that we've mentioned. Sue in South Park started with Arch and ended with Church, and we've mentioned the others that she had. Miles Zuckerman is tuned in. He had Oligarch as well, Monarch, Patriarch, and Matriarch. And then others mentioned from Starch, Birch, and a few more. And that gets us up to speed with this morning's answers. Thank you for playing along with our pop quiz. Did we miss any? I think we got most of them. If there's any we missed, let us know. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Larry and Van in Elwood City, it's nice to have you along. We have some open houses coming up if you would like to see our Youth Media Center. And there's 2 in September. On Tuesday, September 20th, 4 to 7 p.m., hands-on tours and fun in our new Youth Media Center. And then Saturday, September 24th, from 11 to 2, you can attend a live SLB broadcast and tour our production facilities. That's Saturday, September 24th. 2 are also scheduled in October, and you can find more details at slbradio.org. Thank you. broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
I went down, down, down to the factory early on a Monday morning. When I got down to the factory, it was lonely, it was forlorn. I couldn't find Joe, Jack, John, or Jim. Nobody could I see. Nothing but buttons and bells and lights all over the factory. Well, I walked, walked, walked into the foreman's office to find out what was what. I looked him in the eye and I said, "What goes?" This is the answer I got. His eyes turned red, then green and blue, and it suddenly dawned on me. There was a robot sitting in the seat where the foreman used to be. And I walked all around, up and down, across that factory. I watched all the buttons and the bells and the lights. It was a mystery to me. I hollered, "Hank, Frank, Ike, Mike, Joe, Jack, Don, Dan, Roy, Ray, Ed, Fred, Pete." And a great big mechanical voice boomed out, "All your buddies are obsolete. All your buddies are obsolete. All your buddies are obsolete." Well, I was scared, scared, scared. I was worried, I was sick as I left that factory. Decided that I had to see the president of the whole darn company. When I got up to his office, he was rushing out the door with a scowl upon his face. For there was a great big mechanical executive sitting in the president's place. I went home, home, home to my ever-loving wife. I told about the factory. She kissed me, she hugged me, she cried a little bit as she sat on my knee. Now I don't understand all the buttons and the bells, but there's one thing I will say. I thank the Lord that love's still made in the good old-fashioned way.
Joe Glazer at the Saturday Light Brigade, considered a labor's troubadour, one of them at least, with a lot of great songs in that literate, articulate, goofy voice of his always makes me smile.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
My father was head pressman and mechanical superintendent at the old Pittsburgh Courier. And he took me over as soon as I turned 18, and I worked on the presses at the Courier. The Courier at that time was a very large newspaper. They put out over 1 million copies a month, and transportation and stuff wasn't like it is nowadays. The Courier was a way for especially the black people in the Pittsburgh area to know what one another was doing and also know what was going on nationally. It was a very large paper.
Thank you. when we got married, it was right in the middle of the Depression. Alan, he was an engineer, and of course he was out of work. Then he got a job with Fort Pitt Bridge Works. They were fabricators for bridges and stuff. This was in 1936, because we got married in February 1937. We took a vow on our wedding day that we would never have anything in our house that wasn't ours, because we saw our friends lose everything they had. In those days, all your fruits and vegetables were in wooden crates. We went to visit them. They put two wooden crates together and made a table. They had wooden flat on the floor where they put a cushion and we could sit down. They had a candle. Everything was gone, everything, because they owed it. It wasn't theirs. To this day, we paid cash for our house. We paid cash for our cars. We paid cash for our babies. We paid cash for everything. And if you didn't have the money, you didn't get it. Now, do you know how I did it? With my husband's consent, I ruled the house. My husband never wrote a check. Whenever Alan would get a raise, we would just ignore it. That was put aside. Because the babies were little, they didn't know that they didn't have anything. They were fed well, they were kept warm. All our children went to colleges, PhDs. I have 13 great-grandchildren. I have 9 grandchildren and 3 of my children. They all have advanced college degrees, and every one of them is paid for. My children were taught the same as we did.
Voices from our oral history library. Are you ready to share your voice? He was born in what is now the Czech Republic on September 3rd, 1875. As an engineer and designer, his vision influenced the nature of things we drive. He designed an electric car in 1898 and upgraded it to a hybrid in 1901 to increase its speed. In 1934, he was hired to design a well-known automobile to fulfill a so-called people's car need. That's our history riddle. Do you know who it is? 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. One more time. He was born in what is now the Czech Republic on September 3rd, 1875, as an engineer and designer. His vision influenced the nature of things we drive. He designed an electric car in 1898 and upgraded it to a hybrid in 1901 to increase its speed. In 1934, he was hired to design a well-known automobile to fulfill a so-called people's car need. 412-200-5975.
A bad artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory. Others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family. Get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. So listen up, I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. The artist walks alone. Someone says behind his back, he's got his goal to call himself that. He doesn't even know where he's at. The artist walks among the flowers, appreciating the sun. He does this all his waking hours, but is it really so wrong? And they sit in front of their TVs, saying, hey, this is fun. Saying he doesn't know how to have fun. The best things in life are truly free. Singing birds and laughing bees. You've got me wrong, says he. The sun don't shine in your TV. Listen up, I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others just like to watch the world.
No, 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 no.
up on Capitol Hill.
Alison Krauss and the Cox family.
No one ever will give up. No, 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 never will ever. No, 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 no.
And you also heard the Gina Furtado Project with the song Story of an Artist. Were you able to solve this morning's history riddle? Zach came up with the correct answer in Pittsburgh. Russ in Kang, North Carolina. Hello, Russ. Hello, Sharon came up with it. Angie and Mars had a guess of Nikola Tesla. Tom and McCandless at first. Had a guess other than the correct answer. He first thought it might be Benz of Mercedes Benz, but then he came up with the correct answer. Very much on the right track. Tommy also came up with the correct answer as well. Mike and Mars just sent interesting. I'm looking at this name. He sent, I see. He had a guess as well. An incorrect guess. And Bruce is here with the correct guess now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, thanks. I always forget that this Guess Who answer had an electric car years and years and years before anybody really thought of it, and especially the hybrid car that he came up with.
I wasn't aware of that either. That's interesting. I didn't know. I know they made electric cars even in the earliest days of car building.
Yeah, I guess
in
you
the
had,
United States.
Yeah, we had electric cars, the Stanley Steamer also is a different kind of engine. And I'm trying to remember how it worked. I think he hooked motors up to the hubs of the car. And there were 4,000 pounds of lead acid batteries that had to come along with the car. So 2 tons of lead acid batteries. It had wonderful speed when allowed to sprint, but the weight of the batteries made it too slow to climb hills, and it had very limited range. So they then came up with what they called a hybrid. They actually used the word hybrid, and this was in 1901. The prior work had been in the year 1900. And in 1901, instead of this big battery pack, they had an internal combustion engine built by Daimler, which drove a generator, which in turn created the electricity to run the wheel hub motors. And I don't see the weight of that, but I imagine it was still significantly heavy. It's interesting to think of this.
I think that's actually how a railroad locomotive operates.
I think you're right.
They have generators.
Generators that used to be, well, they, I don't know if they're still in East Pittsburgh or not, but Westinghouse wound a lot of those generators in the East Pittsburgh plant. In fact, I'm sure that plant is not there anymore, at least to the best of my knowledge. But interesting man, and he, you know, the good news is he designed a car which is still a living legend in design and became a worldwide household name. The bad news is it was under contract to Adolf Hitler initially during his earliest years in Germany. So it's associated with him at least going back to its origins. And do you know who it is?
Yeah, that was Ferdinand Porsche. And what you referred to, the people's car, was actually the giveaway that gave me the answer.
Yeah.
And my very first car was a Volkswagen Bug.
I did not know that. Complete with the trunk in the front and the air-cooled engine?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was working a summer job between my junior and senior year of high school. And my dad said all the money I could save, he would match whatever I saved and put it toward a car, to buy me a car.
I bought
a Volkswagen. Yeah, I bought a Volkswagen Bug for $700.
That's fun. That's
and
a...
I drove it for a couple of years. It was an interesting car. I don't think it was super efficient as far as cars go. It was kind of neat. It was a neat car to have, but I don't know. There was no heat, no air conditioning. It's basically like a motorcycle with a box around it.
That would be the people's car. I remember my mom's friend, Carol Levy, growing up, had it was sort of a creamsicle colored Volkswagen microbus. It was orange with a white trim, and it had a Blaupunkt radio in it. And the thing I remember that was most fascinating in that vehicle was the radio could be played without the key turning on the ignition. So my mom and her friend would go shopping, and I would sometimes wait in the car and listen to the radio. And I was permitted to do that, and somehow it didn't run the battery down too much. But that was very much like a perfectly angular box on wheels.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the radio. My car also had a Blaupunkt radio, which was on you, and it also had an AM/FM radio.
I think this was too. Now that I think about it, because at least at that time there wasn't a whole lot on FM radio to listen to, but I remember it having two different bands on it.
And I was still listening to 13Q back in those days, but
as were we all.
the way the car was put together, the battery was under the back seat.
That I don't remember, but I didn't get into the innards of that car too much.
There was another interesting thing about that car.
What's that?
The windshield washer was connected. The spare tire was in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a hose hooked to the spare tire that went into the windshield washer fluid. Then the windshield washer fluid, other end, went to the actual windshield washer, like outside the car. So when you push the windshield washer, it let air from the tire go through that tank and force the washer fluid out.
What would they think of next? That's pretty amazing.
they were very efficient in the way they put those cars together.
That's fascinating. I did not know that about that.
Yeah, when you changed the oil, you took the filter out, cleaned it, and put it back in.
Wow.
It was like a mesh. And the air filter was the same. Like, you took the top off, it had like an oil bath air filter, like a lawnmower, old lawnmowers used to have.
That's all of the efficiencies for the people's car. And Porsche lives on as a mark, and in fact, Volkswagen and Porsche are combined now as one company, and as so many other car companies have ended up being combined. Very interesting. Well, a charge to you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. That's Bruce in Ingram, and good morning also to Joanne and Mike. It's nice to have you along and listening this morning. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with Ferdinand Porsche.
I've always found myself right before the dawn. In the quiet hour before the sunlight comes on. In the daytime we're rushing round. Ever since we were kids in this town. That's when all we could ask is to be working class. Watch and learn your craft from those who came before you. From those who came before. I learned to do the work from old men. They learned in turn. Those who are gone. They taught me how to get through the days and how to trade my life for a wage. That's when all we could ask is to be working class. Watch and learn your craft. Those who came before you, those who came before. Looking back through glassy eyes, we were prouder than we were wise. Full of hope, we didn't know we're only feeding dragons. Sitting on their hordes of gold and bones. I wish someone told. The American dream. Back when all we could ask is to be working class. Watch and learn your craft from those who came before you. From those who came before. Learn from those who came before.
His name is Aaron Burdett, Working Class, the name of the song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, boys, right. Thing I hate about lining track is these old bars about to break my back. Saying, oh, boy, can't you line 'em? Rattle, rattle. Oh, boy, can't you line 'em? Rattle, rattle. Oh, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with a 4x4. Say,
ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
If I could, I surely would. I'd stand on the rock where Moses stood. Say,
ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
Made in a baby, lying in the shade, thinking all the money that I made. Say,
ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
By lining track, cause these old bars about to break my back. Say,
ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with a 4x4. Say,
ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
If I could, I surely would. I'd stand on the rock where Moses stood. Say,
ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
Made in a bay, lying in a shade, thinking all the money that I made. Say,
ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
Say,
ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on?
Rada, rada.
Ho, boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
Jim Queskin this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Maggie. And to Eric, playing along on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. Thanks for doing so. In a moment or two, we'll have an opportunity for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our crossword puzzle of the air. Get ready for that.
We had a lot of farm workers that came from California and lived with us, and they taught us all about working in the fields, you know, Mexican-Americans and Latinos, and they got us involved with immigration. But they would live with us for a while.